All right. So welcome to the pre-show for today, this is, Wednesday. Amy Schumer, I don't know what this is, guys, I just hit on this now, you know, so Amy Schumer has called out a film critic for his sexist tweet, because I'm a whore, ? Let me see. Here are four simple words you can use to shut down the haters in your life. Hi to your dad. Amy Schumer had a pretty good night at Sunday's Critics' Choice Awards. No big deal. She only won an MVP award, which is probably why she didn't seem too fazed when Lights, Camera, Jackson film critic Jackson Murphy tweeted a sexist joke about her. Spent the night with Amy Schumer. Certainly not the first guy to write that. That's pretty funny, isn't it? But not. The 17-year-old critic captioned a photo of them together. Well, look at that, man. Still, the train wreck star used the opportunity to put Murphy in his place, responding, I get it, because I'm a whore. Glad I took a photo with you. Hi to your dad. He quickly deleted his original tweet and apologized to Schumer. Thought you'd like the joke, he wrote. I should leave the comedy to you. Later, he followed up with another shame tweet, saying, I truly apologize for the tweet I posted earlier. I'm not a comedian, and it wasn't funny. Schumer graciously tweeted back, that's really okay, honey. I just remember thinking you and your dad were sweet, and it was a bummer to read that. That's a very nice response. I think that's pretty typical, probably, of an inexperienced commentator. You know, he's a 17-year-old guy. He's got to kind of get some of those, get that shakedown cruise out of the way. You know, get some of that shit out of his system. Not that he's got to get the sex shit out of his system, but what works and what doesn't. I think that's the thing. Sexist tweets aside, the night was all about praising Schumer's work. What did J.J. Abrams do this year? So he made a movie that's the biggest grossing film of all time. Judd Apatow, who presented the MVP award. That's one movie, J.J. Okay, you're slacking. Amy was the writer and the producer and the star of Trainwreck. That's pretty cool. It was her first movie, he explained, and she's the creator and the star and writer of Inside Amy Schumer, which cranks out brilliant sketch after brilliant sketch. It really is remarkable. Sadly, Schumer won't be adding Golden Globe's host to that resume anytime soon. Find out why BFF Jennifer Lawrence says they won't host together. Well, let's see. Let's see here, man. Well, pardon me. Stay.
Hello, I'm J-Law.
J-Law.
And I am a shoe.
Sunday night, Amy Schumer and Jennifer Lawrence proved they should definitely co-host the Golden Globes, starting with this epic show.
The Golden Globes?
Maybe you'll get a celebrity couple nickname. Ooh, like Aim Tom Hardy. New. Has to be real couples, not just people you want to have sex with. Ooh, like Amy all the Hemsworths is.
But J-Law told us on the red carpet she has no plans for a hosting gig.
Not after Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. Nobody can follow that.
We don't know, Jen.
What
after
about,
this presentation, we are so on board.
Yes, please turn your phone off.
As women in Hollywood, people have a lot of preconceived notions about us.
Yeah, like they're just like, oh, Jen and Amy are so like, they're so pretty and like everyone likes them and wants to hang out with them and like they seem so fun to be around and like, oh, they should be models. Like,
okay. Well, there you go. That's cool. It's kind of a flat ending there. But anyway, that was the end. That was the end of that. It's kind of an interesting exit full screen. That's what's probably hanging me up here, man. I'm trying to get that printed off. Yeah. Yep, that's what's having a problem there, right there. Trying to get that printed off. So, are you guys ready to come and see me do some stand-up? Everywhere and anywhere that I am able to do that. Because I'm going to be coming to your town, man. You know, got to work out all the details of that. And, you know, I don't want to be like a guy that's out of town. And I probably should be working in L.A. mostly. In fact, I would have to. So if we went anywhere, it would have to be like a weekend thing. Anyway, outstanding stuff. Outstanding stuff. Outstanding stuff. That would be crazy tonight. Stay. Tottenham 3, Sunderland 1. Goddamn Sunderland. Come on, man. You're in the Stadium of Light, baby. Well, not this game. You're at White Hart Lane. Premier League's interesting, man. You know, the whole game of English, the whole game of world football, shall we call it, is interesting because you have this whole relegation promotion thing, right? It's something we're completely unfamiliar with here in the United States. For those of you, you know, I always say, you know, I want to explain shit to people from other countries, and I realize people in other countries understand the way we do shit way better than we understand the way they do shit. I really believe that in a lot of ways, having traveled in other countries. Not everything. But you'd be surprised. Sometimes you'd be talking to people and say, well, see, the way we do it, yeah, I know. What you do is you do this and that, this, that. Yeah, how'd you know? Because you're shoving it down our fucking throat morning, noon, and night. Milwaukee over Miami. New Orleans over Minnesota. OKC defeated Denver. By the way, there's a discussion afoot. Do we add an expansion team in Oklahoma City to the Hillbilly Football League next year? And there's a couple of areas of discussion going on about that. Some people think, well, the cities that we have in the Oklahoma, in the Hillbilly Football League need to be big Phil Henry cities. We're not really sure if Oklahoma City is one of those, but Oklahoma City now is...
And the whole thing about
moving the New York Pets to fucking... Moving the New York Pets to New York is horse shit. By the way, Friday... Dropping, should it drop on Saturday? It should probably drop on Saturday. Dickman Bull preview. Here's a guy here, one of the top scorers in the Premier League. Well, you missed him. That was Harry Kane. Harry Kane, one of the top scorers in all of that. Not that guy. That ain't Harry Kane. But Harry is the guy for a couple of years. Harry Kane was the guy that was sort of leading the EPL, and now it's this kid named Vardy, and Lukaku, who is with, I think I'm pronouncing the name right, probably not, Lukaku, who plays with my team, Everton. Those are the three, well, those are the two top scorers in the Premier League now. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, the whole relegation promotion, it makes things really interesting, man, because all of a sudden, playing in the league, you know, you have your regular teams that are really great. You got your Arsenals, and you got your Chelseas, and you got your fucking Manchester goddamned United, and Manchester goddamn City, and Manchester England. And you got all those teams. Tottenham, you know, Liverpool, Everton. But then you have these little teams popping in and out. Burnley, you know, Cardiff City. And this year it's been Watford and Bournemouth. And Bournemouth is a little town on the coast of England on the English Channel, which is sort of a smaller version of Southampton. I don't know what it's really I think a resort town. So that it makes it interesting, you know. Who else? Watford, Bournemouth, and one other team. But
these teams, and then you see,
are they going to stay up? Or are they going to go down? You know, sometimes they come up and then they go right, you know, right back down again. Sometimes they're able to hold on for dear life. Like Crystal Palace was down in the next level, which is called Championship, English Championship. The reason why they call it that is because that used to be the highest level of English football until these 20 teams broke away and formed the Premier League, which signed its own contract with... you know, the BBC or whoever the hell does the games. I don't know who the hell it is. It's Sky Sports, something like that. It's 4-1 Tottenham, man. They're kicking their motherfucking asses in this thing. See that there? See right there? I tape all the fucking games. I tape them all. I watch them all. I'm fascinated by this. I love football. Don't get me wrong, man. And I've renewed my love of baseball, which I'm very happy to. I'm very pleased to say that I've renewed my appreciation for baseball immensely. Not just because the Dodgers were, you know, were challenging, although that had a lot to do with it. But I just I'm reappreciating the game. I can't, you know, I don't have a lot of time for hanging around and looking at goddamn sports on television. It is not my whole fucking life like it is for some people. You know, I got places to go, people to see, things to do, shit. Anyway. Stay. Oh, man, let's see here. I'm going to get my... Get the phone bits here, dude. Got a fucking headache now. That's the mall. That's a good one. I hate that motherfucking. That's a good one there. And there's, yeah, and that's good. Okay. So now what we do is. Daily audio helicopter. Patriots and Panthers are favored. Yeah, that makes sense to me. Yeah, I like the Panthers' offensive capability a little bit better. Only because Cam Newton has the. I must confess I haven't followed Arizona as well as I could. Cam Newton has that extra dimension of, you know. The zone read, as they're calling it, or the read zone, or whatever, where they're, the read run, you know, take off, man, if there ain't nothing there, that kind of shit. Which used to be just take off if there ain't nothing there, which was completely random. It had everything to do with the quarterbacks just sort of scanning the field for his first, second, third receivers, and even if he, you know, and if that, and then just took off running. But now it's a little bit more. I think there's what is required is a tad more appraisal of the situation. Governor Rick Snyder of Michigan apologizes in Flint water. This is the most bizarre goddamn thing. Well, Phil, I think Harvey on Britain is Dick Castrini. Is Cruz's big Cruz supporter.
I'm very much. Well, I think, Phil, what's going to have to happen is there's going to have to be.
Testing, testing, testing. Testing, testing, testing. Testing, testing. Testing, testing, testing.
Phil, I'll tell you what's going to have to happen here is I think what'll have to happen.
Hi, it's Phil Hendry. And, interesting, huh?
I think what's going to have to happen, Phil, is quite simply this. Well, I think it's a very interesting situation. You know, we have in our midst it's a very interesting situation. All of a sudden, Sarah Palin has decided that she wants to support Donald Trump. I think Sarah Palin has everything more to do with Ted Cruz. But this is why we continue to suspect the woman.
What do you mean, continue to suspect the woman?
Well, women can't be trusted. I left a note on her door. I got so angry. I said, the note said, you're a whore, and then I ran away.
You did what? Say that again.
I'm going to say it again. I wrote a note, and I said, you are untrustworthy. You are as the snake. You are, you know.
Testing, testing.
You are as the snake. And the snake, oh man, I can't. See, that's why I have a difficult time integrating sex and love and all of that into my ministry. Ted Cruz believes in the evangelical movement. I support him. But I've got this whore. Now, Sarah Palin has relegated herself.
Hey, what are you talking about, huh? What are you talking about? Hey, what are you talking about exactly?
What I'm talking about...
I'm here, Phil, on behalf of a lot of Donald Trump supporters who feel that Trump is perfect because Ted Cruz is a ninny.
Ted Cruz a ninny. No, he's not a ninny.
You know, you call Sarah Palin a whore, and...
I called her that. She was supposed to support Ted Cruz. I saw her and Ted.
You did, huh? I support Donald Trump. Look, I don't care who wins. I could care less. I hope they all lose. I hope the whole country goes to hell in a handcart, if you want my honest opinion. That's what I really think.
Oh, I don't know. The Ted Cruz, Sarah Palin supporting Ted Cruz, we've come to expect that from her. She has far more. So for her to, it means he's got money. And she thinks that because he has money, he's got a big one. And I wouldn't even mention that, but that's how women act. And so...
that's not how they act. I can tell you that women are not 100% that way, Mr.
Excuse me, it's Reverend.
Reverend Castorini, women are not that shallow. Women like men...
Well, she thinks because he has money, and it cost me a great... I sweated buckets last night as I prayed. I dropped to my knees, and I bled. And my knees bled. And so I'm having a hard time because it's a tough one. I prayed so hard and God told me no. And that was really difficult. I sweated buckets and buckets.
I can tell you that I worked my ass off.
Hi, everybody. My name is R.C. Collins. I was just wondering.
R.C., how you doing?
Real good, Mr. Henry. I'm going to be at Father's house, and I will be... Well, I'm doing fine. I'm just wondering whether or not I... I'm doing pretty good, Mr. Henry, if all things considered, but I have to tell you... you're talking about... hi, Mr. Henry. I couldn't help but overhear, Mr. Henry, that you're talking about the kind of the...
He's talking about the...
I couldn't help but overhear that I do film critiques and everything, and I think that what that kid did was lame.
Right, Mr. Henry. Well, right now, I am still practicing for the NFL job, and if you could play that music, yeah, on a third down came the.
Well, I thought obviously that kid was way out of line when he said that to Miss Schumer, and she was very gracious and very nice about it, too. I think that she's way hotter and way, way hotter than Jennifer Lawrence is if they do the Golden Globe together. But I think that there's room for some fun to be had when you've got two... very hot-looking women like that, you know.
You think that she's hot?
Yeah, sure.
Well, she's hot in her own special way. And I think there's wiggle room to use the Golden Globe for some humorous asides and everything.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean the globe being the round...
Oh, yeah, the roundest of their breasts.
Well, yeah, that would be a way of putting it. Well, I'm hoping that they'll do the Golden Globe, but I think that the best... I would love to do it, but... I think it's a little scary, the encroachment that a lot of women are, you know.
Well, I think it's time.
Well, you may think it's time, Ms. Gray, but... Good evening, everybody. The encroachment of women on the Golden Globes. See, I spent my time, and I want mine. And if you could say something to Amy Schumer like, nice butt, you know, I said to her, nice butt, I didn't say it to her.
And what happened?
Well, I got slugged by my mom.
Your mother hit you.
Yeah, and...
You said nice butt to Amy Schumer.
No, I mean I didn't say it to her because she wasn't around.
Testing, 1, 2, testing. This fucking game, this Everton goddamn game. I can't, this game just pisses me off. We went up 2-0 and this motherfucker, 2-0. And these fucking dogs, man. Nearly new. Don't give me that shit. Oh. Oh, bullshit. Wait a minute. What all of a sudden happened to Manchester United? Is there... They got the value of different teams.
Hello, everybody. This is R.C. Collins with today's sports news. Well, the St. Louis Rams...
Will you get out of here?
Well, I think that, you know, I spent a lot of time in the military.
You didn't spend time in the military. You were in a military academy.
Okay, fine, you know, General. You know, I don't have to take your crap anymore on account of you're old and I'm young and I'm full of vim and vigor.
You know, I can go through that phone just as easy as anybody.
Well, I don't know.
Gotta have something to say. He's got something to do here, man. R.C. Collins. Mid-roll, mid-roll. Avant, mid-roll, avant, mid-roll. R.C. Collins. What are you going to talk about, R.C.? Huh? The NFL experiment in Los Angeles failed the first time because fans didn't flock to the games. What do you mean the NFL experiment failed in Los Angeles, motherfucker? The NFL was in L.A. from 1945 until 1995. What the fuck are you talking about? The NFL experiment in Los Angeles? Oh, God. Major League Baseball gets $1.5 billion. Premier League gets $2.5 billion. NBA gets $2.5 billion. NFL gets almost $5 billion a year from television. Oh God, this these guys that you got talking about this, is this Forbes, or you guys don't know your fucking ass from a hole in the ground? There are, I'm not saying that you guys don't know money and you don't know how to report money. I'm not saying that. But when it comes to sports, you really have to give a little room, man, to the average fan, because fans, you know.
Yeah, you don't have to be lonely at Farmers Only. Well, hi, Mr. Andy. Well, I'm going to be working for Father. You know, he has a components thing, but I'm really very anxious to get back to Los Angeles and report on the entertainment business. And I had talked to Doug Danger about that.
Now, we got Doug on the other line. Doug?
Yeah, Phil.
And,
Yeah, the only problem with this kid, R.C. Collins, is he's making these, like, he thinks I'm going to touch him. Kid?
Well, no, I just said because you're the gay man, the gay journalist.
Yeah, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? I'm not going to touch you or any bullshit like that, kid.
Well, I just wanted to make that clear, that's all.
Look, kid, I got other things to do with my life than go to jail or hit on your twerpy punk ass, okay? What I'm trying to do is teach you how to be an entertainment. You know, if this is the way it's going to be, Phil.
All right, I mean, I'm not forcing you into it.
No, I'm just saying, okay, I'm R.C. Collins with the entertainment world, with the world of the entertainment.
Yeah, that's great.
That's it. So Doug Danger trains R.C. Collins to be an entertainment reporter. All right, sports fans. Now, one of the things you have to do here, Phil, and not fuck up like you always do, all right, turn this motherfucker off. Testing 1, 2, 3 are almost ready to rock this motherfucker. That's fine. That's great. That'll get it done. That's close enough for jazz. So I think we're ready to go, and we got our Bob Bacon thing of the helicon sound, Where's the plane? Plane, motherfucker. Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and on the show today, you'll hear all the voices done by me. Let's do this again. Hi, it's Phil Hendry. All of the character voices and all of the people voices and just all of the individuals. Let's try this again.